This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 17 in the NFL, and you still have some time to join our NFL Pick'em on CBS Sports. Go to our Instagram link in bio, click on it. It's called the option. Easy for you to find and play along with us. Currently, I have a 4-point lead over D and the lovely Rita Sanchez. Foxy's close, right behind, and Zach is lying in the weeds. One big week, two big weeks, and he could be right back up at the top. But let's see what you got. Let's see what you got. Thursday night, Prime Video. The 11-4 Dallas Cowboys go into Tennessee to take on the 7-8 Tennessee Titans.
Dallas. Henry's doubtful. Tannehill's out. Malik Willis is in. Texans seem like they're getting ready to plan their winter vacation.
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? This is the game that gets Mike Vrabel fired. Right here. Cowboys win. This is the death knell from Mike Vrabel. Sunday. Happy New Year! 2023! Bringing it in this way. At 1 p.m., the 4-11 Arizona Cardinals go into Atlanta to take on the 5-10 Falcons.
Cards.
Interesting.
Some terrible teams.
This, and so the J.J. Watt retirement tour begins. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm so glad they moved to 17 games. Seems real well worth it.
We get to see more of this dreck in the Bird Bowl. I'm going to go with the Falcons. Cordarrelle Patterson's going to have a game. And who knows? Maybe Desmond Ridder will surprise us. But, yeah, I'll go with the Cardinals. I'll go with the Falcons, excuse me. The Cardinals, just not moving the needle at all. The 3-12 Chicago Bears go into Detroit to take on the 7-8 Detroit Lions.
Lions.
Division matchup. This is going to be tough. And we didn't expect the Lions to fall down like they did last week against the Panthers. Kudos to the Panthers. They came to play. I don't think the Bears are going to be as equipped as the Carolina Panthers. Lions win pretty handily. The 7-8 Jaguars go into Houston to take on the 2-12-1 Houston Texans.
Jags.
I'm so tempted to take the Texans. They're trying to fuck up the number one pick. They're trying to, because the Bears are 3-12. The Bears are right there. So, like, they're trying hard to screw this up. And there's a possibility that the Jags may also be able to get in on this number one pick situation. But that's an outside shot. I think the Jags take the win, get up to 500, and cement their case as division champions this year.
The 4-11 Broncos go into Arrowhead to take on the 12-3 Chiefs.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Broncos country. We're from. The 8-7 Dolphins go into Foxborough to take on the 7-8 New England Patriots.
I don't know why. I feel like the Pats are going to lose this one. I'm taking the Dolphins.
No Tua. Teddy's going to get the start. There's not that much of a drop-off. I'm feeling the Dolphins here, too. And that just, you know, we'll see. We'll definitely see how Teddy survives the game, because he might be the quarterback for the foreseeable future, possibly into the playoffs. The 4-10-1 Indianapolis Colts go into MetLife to take on the 8-6-1 New York Football Giants.
Giants.
Winning therein, Giants clinch a playoff spot this weekend. You heard it here first. Go blue. Big blue. Right now. The 6-9 Saints go into Philly to take on the 13-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Pretty handily. Saints are no good. We're going to see what the Eagles are made of this weekend. And we'll see if they can keep the train moving. The 6-9 Panthers at the 7-8 Tampa Bay Bucks.
Tough one there. Carolina.
I'm liking the Panthers too. It's unbelievable what Steve Wilkes has been able to do, and apparently what Matt Rhule was unable to do. This is the same Steve Wilkes that went 1-15. He went 1-15 in his 1 year with the Cardinals. Let's not forget that. But they got something for Tampa Bay, and I think Tampa Bay is going to miss the playoffs. And that might bode poorly for one Mr. Todd Bowles. The 6-9 Browns at the 7-7-1 Washington Commanders.
Commies.
Commanders are going to Wentz. They may end up seeing Sam Howell at some point. I got to go with the Commanders as well. I haven't seen enough from the Browns. Deshaun Watson is not playing well. Let's call it like it is. The Commanders are going to take command of that last wild card spot and possibly clinch it all for the entire NFC East to where they're officially the playoff NFC beast.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday during the season.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour now. The 11-4 San Francisco 49ers at the 6-9 Las Vegas Raiders. Niners, even before the Stidham news, the Niners are going to take this one. Like, now that the Stidham news is out there,
Stidham.
The 7-8 Jets go into Lumen Field to take on the 7-8 Seahawks and Geno Smith.
Seahawks.
Geno gets his revenge. Geno gets the revenge. How about them Hawks? Go Hawks. Pretty handily. The 12-3 Vikings at the 7-8 Green Bay Packers.
Pack.
Ooh. Got scared off by the narrow defeat, the narrow win against the Giants, huh? I'm going to take the Vikings. I think they need to stomp out the Packers now, because the Packers are starting to get a little something going, and a little momentum going into the playoffs can be a dangerous thing. So if they want to, if the Vikings want to rid themselves of this, they need to put the hammer down now. The 5-10 Rams at the 9-6 playoff bound Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
They have nothing to play for now. They're clinched. But I gotta think. I gotta think that it's gonna be the Chargers. Like, they have to, right? It has to be. It has to be. Otherwise, what are we doing here? But that seems to be the Chargers in general. Like, that we've been saying that since what, Marty Schottenheimer was there? It has to be. It's gotta be them. Or else what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? Your Sunday night special. A little AFC North matchup. The 7-8 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 10-5 Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah. As good as the Steelers have been playing lately, I think that it's going to be the Ravens show. It needs to be. If they're going to make any kind of noise in the playoffs. And your Monday Night Delight. This is a good one. Potentially game of the week. The 12-3 Buffalo Bills at the 11-4 Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
I'm going to take the Bills. I don't like what I saw out of the Bengals against the Patriots, almost blowing that 22-point lead. So, if the Bills can get out in front, they can make it happen. Or, if they get behind, Cincinnati defense is a little porous, it's a little suspect, and Josh Allen, Dawson Knox, Stephon Diggs, James Cook. They might have found something in James Cook. It seems to me that they're doing a little bit better. If your fantasy playoffs are continuing, start your best players. No buys.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.